What about the issue of the benefits of chemotherapy in patients with ER-positive tumors versus ER-negative tumors?
I think the one data that I haven't mentioned yet is the B14 placebo versus tamoxifen, where the B14 eligibility was more than 10 femtomole estrogen receptor by ligand binding assay. So these are all ER-positive tumors. But what we found actually was that based on estrogen receptor messenger RNA quantitation by RT-PCR genomic health assay, that you can actually identify those patients who doesn't gain any benefit from tamoxifen, those with very low levels of estrogen receptor by messenger RNA level. And it actually correlates very well with recurrence score itself because it's heavily driven by estrogen receptor pathway. So those patients with high risk do not gain any benefit from tamoxifen.
I mean, are you confident enough about that from a clinical point of view that, you know, you could say maybe patients like that shouldn't get tamoxifen?
It's about 25% of the patient there. And I think we need more study to be able to make that kind of decision, but I certainly suggest that we need that kind of study to see whether we can use this to even rule out tamoxifen in those patients.
Based on, you know, think about some of the data, for example, Craig Allred has generated, we've come away with this concept that even though, you know, the higher the ER, PR levels, the greater the benefit, that there still is benefit with a very, very small amount of ER expression.
Right.
Do you think that's the case?
Those data were generated using immunohistochemical assay. So one of the studies that I'm trying to do now is to use the immunohistochemical assay in B14 to see what's the dynamic range of that assay. So that maybe, you know, what happened was that the dynamic range or detection sensitivity was such that, you know, it was picking up that so-called the genomic has assay positive cases.
Right, or, right.
Who knows?
I see. Interesting. So you're going to go back and do IHC on the B14 patients?
Yeah, we are doing that now.
Wow. Right. Well, that also will be interesting in terms of just quality control in terms of IHC versus the old ligand binding assay.
Right.
I wasn't aware of it, but Craig had told me that most or I don't know, maybe even all of the data in the international overview was ligand binding as opposed to IHC.
Right.
So we really don't know sort of what the correlation is between IHC and ligand binding.
You know, there is a somewhat correlation, but we don't have a good set of data that compare the prediction of response to tamoxifen. So, you know, B14 definitely needs to be looked at by very well-characterized immunohistochemical assay. So we've been kind of waiting for the well-characterized assay to be available, and now DECO actually has worked with Craig Allred to develop a kind of FDA-approved kit, fully standardized kit with very good set of antibodies. So now we are ready to do that. So we just started that.
Is that kit being widely utilized right now?
Oh, not yet. I don't think it's marketed yet.
Huh.
Right. So it will be marketed soon.
Now, do you think that that's going to get rid of a lot of the problem that we're seeing right now in terms of ER assays in the community setting?
We will have to see. Right. The kit is standardized. So, you know, we are now at the Herceptin test, beginning of Herceptin test level for the ER. Obviously, you don't need a lot of training and standardization for scoring and all that, but I think it can be done because we were able to do it with Herceptin test.
What about the genomic health assay? Does it give you a quantitative number related to ER?
Yes, it does. And actually, there's almost like a log linear relationship with the amount of ER and benefit from tamoxifen in B14. So actually, that's quite amazing. We always kind of saw the trend in B14 in the relationship between the amount of the ER and the benefit from tamoxifen, but it was never statistically significant. Here, you actually see highly significant interaction with the p-value less than 0.001. I've never seen a interaction p-value of that significance.
So what actually are the numbers? Is it like 0 to 100, or how is it reported in terms of ER?
It's a 0 to like 20 or something like that. I cannot remember exactly, and I don't know how it's going to be reported by genomic health as a clinical assay, but certainly we have data that can be used to quantify the level of ER in a clinically meaningful way in the genomic health assay.